Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bennington, Vermont. This talk, delivered on Sunday, April 5th, 2026, is by the Reverend Claire North on the topic of the medicine of community.
Hello, beloveds. I'm delighted to be back with you, as always. And I'm wishing you all, you know, the joys of spring and where we find renewing and awakening in each moment. And also today we're going to be medicine to ourselves and medicine to each other. And we won't need a spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down, but you could have one if you wanted. Has anybody heard of Terry Tempest Williams' brand new book, The Glorians? The Glorians, Visitations from the Holy Ordinary. But are you all familiar with her work? No? You will be. You will now. Anyway, she's remarkable. She's from the American West. One of the things that she brought up in a beautiful talk that I listened to, and I'll provide you with all the links to things I'm mentioning here today. She said that the American West was on geologic time. And that was just so interesting to me, because my first time really being to the American West was this past November. And I was in Arizona and New Mexico, and it was just such a different feeling, a completely different landscape. And it brought up different resonances and responses in me. It was just wonderful. And I got to go to Sedona, and I felt like it was a homecoming. And now, you know, this isn't my usual landscape. It's not the one I yearn for, which is one of bogs and heather and, you know, North Atlantic gales and all of that. But the friend I was with, I said, you know, we were destined to make this trip and to have this kind of homecoming to sacred space and to receive healing. And it was beautiful that, you know, the Catholic Church loves real estate, and they have a footprint almost everywhere. So they had one here, and it was this remarkable chapel that had the effort to build it had been really, you know, fomented by a woman. And in this chapel, everyone gathered. And it was a gentle incline, but it was an incline nonetheless. And at the foot of it, they had lots of walkers and crutches and canes, so everyone could get to the chapel and light a candle. And when I was there, it was also like a homecoming, because all cultures were there. And many people were positioned in the positions that they would pray in their own culture or be in contemplation or meditation. And it was powerful medicine to be in that beautiful energy there with everyone. And I thought, you know, I wonder how the Catholics feel about this. But, you know. And having been brought up Catholic, you know, that was, I just was glad that there was this openness and that everyone felt welcome and could be in that view and in that air. So Terry Tempest Williams has written a lot of beautiful things and about the American West, and she's at Harvard Divinity School now. That's where she teaches. And the Glorians, this all came to her in a dream. Because this isn't a word you're going to find in the dictionary yet. It may be in about a year, but you won't find it yet. And the name came to her. And as it's described, the Glorians are not distant deities, but the ordinary, often overlooked presences. Animal, plant, memory, moment, that reveal our shared vulnerability and interconnectedness with the natural world. The Glorians can be as small as an ant ferrying a coyote willow blossom to its queen, or as commonplace as the night sky that we turn our eyes to. But what they can collectively show us about the radical act of attending to beauty and carrying forward against all odds is immense. She also quoted Simone Weil in the talk, talking about attention is prayer. And I was in an Ayurvedic retreat and cleanse this past week, and one of the beautiful things we did, it was a dinacharya of movement and self-massage for the morning, and it was about attention is love. You know, so how are we giving our attention, that precious focus of energy? And something else she said that I know we all resonate. She said, everything feels so uncertain. Despair comes so easily. And so much beauty still remains. And we know that. She also talked about, and you know, she's 70 now, and her mentors were the generation before who were advocating not to destroy our public lands out west, not to pollute and destroy the boundary waters. You know, these seem to be no-brainers, but look what we have. And you know, she spoke very clearly and used the word cruelty, you know, about what's going on within this administration and, you know, that just energy of like, what can we break and destroy next? She also said, activism in the future, as we move forward in activism, it could be civil disobedience, but it could also be manifested in ways we haven't thought of or imagined yet. And that really caught me. Because, you know, we know what to do when we get our signs ready and or whatever, and we go out and we meet, we have speakers on, you know, the flatbed truck for a protest. But, you know, what will be new and different? Because something will need to be. One of the things about the Glorians is the move back toward unity, with all the kingdoms. You know, we think, you know, we're humans and we think about, okay, it's unity about us, but we're still in separation. If we're not including our pansies, and if we're not including the ants, if we're not including the insect world, the animal world, this is all of our world. We're all interconnected. And we don't have dominion. We are simply a part of the web. But we have gifts as humans in adaptability and in the way we reason to help keep our web intact. We need to keep our planet at the forefront. Because, you know, when we don't have the planet, we really don't have anything. We're not going to have us. We're just not. And the planet will keep going, as planets do. But, you know, we need to be part of that web. I had an extraordinary experience this week that involved a turtle. And I was coming down 7A. I was on my way to meet someone, and I had just like crossed over. I was headed south, and if you're familiar with like the Sunderland area, I was coming up on Lathrop Lane, and I saw someone pulled over on the right, and it was this lovely looking young woman, and she looked very distressed, and I saw someone pulled over on the left. And so, you know, and I see something in the middle of the road, right on the yellow lines. And I thought, is it a hubcap? Is it an animal? Did somebody lose a piece of their vehicle? You know, when I got closer, I saw it was this massive turtle. And this young woman, there she was out there, and she was beautifully dressed. And her hair was magnificent, and she had on makeup, and she was clean and pristine, but she had picked up this filthy steak from the side of the road, and she was just about to cry, you know, because she wanted to save this turtle. And so I pulled over in the back, and of course, I'm dressed very Vermont. You know? And I get out, and she's just, I've been trying to move it along with the steak. And I'm thinking to myself, good luck with that. And I said, we've got this. I said, you and I have got this, and you pulled over and you got my attention so I could pull over and help you. I said, guess what? I have gloves in the car just for occasions like this. And thanks to some Vermont nature program, I knew what to do when you find a snapping turtle in the road. So I said, and she goes, and they're all driving so fast. I said, yeah, the speed limit is 50 miles an hour. That's what they do. And I said, but never mind, we'll work it out. So I got out in the road and I stopped the traffic. Everybody was very good about stopping. And she and I got to the middle of the road, and I picked up the turtle. And how amazing to hold in my hands the weight and the age of that history. And the turtle had this garland on it of emerald green moss. You know, the fuzzy moss, the lovely, that you get on a rock. And I thought, where did you spend the winter that, you know, your accessory survived? And the claws were as big as my fingers. You know, just these feet and these claws. And the claws were this beautiful color, like a deep ivory, a deep kind of golden ivory. And it was just remarkable. Now, the turtle was not pleased with me, and it was a snapper, so out comes the neck, which was as thick as my arm, because you know how they are, you know? And this had age and growth and experience. I apologized to her. I said, I'm sorry. I know you had your trajectory planned and your journey, but how you made it to the middle of the road is miracle enough. I'm going to help you on your way. And you know, here's the head coming around, snap, 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 and giving me the prehistoric stink eye. But you know, you get it by the arse and you just pick it up, and the weight of it, it was remarkable. And we got over to the guardrail, and I got it over the guardrail, and the turtle is like looking at me. And I said, that's where you want to be. I said, you know, the water is there and the swamp, and that's what you were headed for. And, you know, at least I, as a human, was able to help you from getting squashed. And off it went, kind of, you know, how this is how turtles move. And this young woman was just, you know, she was so relieved, but still in tears. The great thing was, and this is one of the reasons that we love being in Vermont, the traffic waited. It waited until we got back across the road. And people cheered and clapped. And I said to this beautiful young woman, I said, you could take a bow. You know. And that was such a remarkable experience because I had a friend whose anniversary of death was at the end of the month. And when I lived in Sunderland, he was like this great nature advocate and enthusiast and knew everything about wildlife. He'd call me up at 7 in the morning and he'd be like, Claire, are you awake? He said, come on down here. It's turtle time. You know? And I thought, Bill, you sent me a message. For those of you who are familiar with Native American culture, you know that the turtle in many tribes is what the earth rests on. And the turtle is this beautiful goddess symbol of home. And today, I want to lead you in. Do we have time for brief meditation? Okay, everybody in agreement? Yeah. I want to lead you in a meditation. So you can all like come home to yourselves and to all the kingdoms that we're a part of. Take 3 breaths now, and please come back to our sacred space. I'm going to share with you something that's on my refrigerator that I see every day. As I open it to get whatever I need out for the morning, it's a brief prayer by Ram Dass. I make the effort to maintain a ground of oceanic silence, out of which arises the multitude of phenomena of daily life. I make the effort to see and to passionately open in love to the spirit that infuses all things. I make the effort to see the beloved in everyone and to serve the beloved through everyone, including our earth. I often fail in these aspirations because I lose the balance between separateness and unity, get lost in my separateness and feel afraid, but I make the effort. Thank you for making the effort today.